VCC, OVCC, 132.
Go ahead.
ASP is entering the crew at this time.
Thank you.
AF monitor back on station.
OTC, CMPS.
Go ahead.
Personal have been notified, right?
AF monitor?
Yes.
Okay.
Copy that, thank you.
And MPS, I have a question for you.
Sure. Go ahead.
PR 1156.
Right, the ding on the interface.
Right, mass spec complete, everything?
Yeah, I believe Rocketdyne did a baseline data mass spec on it, but the leak check was good. The ding, it appears, was on the bore, not on the ceiling surface itself.
Okay. And MPS OTC?
Go ahead.
You know, the last thing I heard is that they were going to R&R the seal. Did they do that also?
Right, they did R&R the seal and did their hot gas leak check today sometime.
Okay, thanks.
I know it's done because we went into 1202. We would have seen that on 1202 easy.
Okay, thank you.
No problem. OTC, CMPS.
Go ahead.
Sequence 18, step 16, please. And when you get 16, 17, and 18 complete, I'm going to need a CDR on 168 per 19.
Okay, and this is reconfiguring from 1202. Is that what we're doing here?
Right. This is post-op 2, and it'll be only momentary because we're going to go right into sequence 19.
NAF monitor, OTC.
Go ahead.
Yes, we need to notify personnel in the AF that the MPS 750 system will be activated. Helium venting may be audible at the MPS pneumatic panel number 4. I need you to let me know when you've notified them.
Copy that. I'll be stepping off the net for a moment.
And OTC, when AF monitor does get a chance, when he has a free moment, looks to me like we have one of our QDs mated, PD-16. We need a verification that both PD-16 and PD-15 are mated. But I saw a pressure decrease up here, which indicates that they mated it.
AF monitor OTC.
Go ahead.
Personnel in the AF have been notified.
Okay. MPS?
Copy that. Thank you. And if you could have him ask the AF techs about PD-15-16, I'd appreciate it.
Okay. AF monitor, did you copy that? When you get a chance, can you ask them if they've hooked up PD-15 and 16?
And if we could have a CDR on 168.
It can't be on 168. You're going to have to go to 212. That's the only crew per people I have now.
Okay. Going
so
to
when you, when
212.
You, okay.
OTC, AF monitor.
Station calling.
AF monitor OTC.
Go ahead.
The AF techs say that they've got the PD-15-16 mated, and they're putting tire wraps on them right now.
Okay, copy that. Thank you.
OTC, close out crew number 5 for comm check.
Got you loud and clear.
Copy.
And CCSE, OTC?
CCSE.
Yeah, have you been copying the conversation on air to ground?
That's fine.
Okay, have you had any trouble tickets on that or any indications on your side?
Not that I know of. Talked to Miley, they said it sounded good going out of them. GIS, the Astrocom people, didn't answer my call. I don't believe they're in yet.
Okay, I'll go to NTD and see if we get SDM to see, find out when they're going to be in.
Okay.
GIS you want up?
That's firm.
Okay.
OTC, TBC, your net.
Go ahead.
Yes, sir. Do you have a flight controls?
Let me check. COSC, OTC?
Yes, OSC.
Yeah, can you go over to 136 with TBC?
Copy that.
OTC, CMPS.
Go ahead.
Yes, sir. I'm going to be cycling the pre-valves, LOX pre-valves in the aft. We will be having very loud noises. If you can notify personnel.
Copy that. And, Ken, well, I've got your PD 15 and 16 have been connected. They're doing the safety wire right now.
Okay.
Aft monitor, OTC.
Go ahead.
Notify personnel in the aft. Flow will be audible when we cycle valves.
Copy. You're stepping off the net for a moment.
Copy.
OTC, TBC.
Go ahead.
Yes, sir. I'm ready for step 420.
Okay, stand by. EPD, OTC.
CPD.
Step 420, need to transfer ARSAs from MEC 1 and 2 to C11 for SRB TVC power up.
Okay, put that in work.
OTC, CMPS.
Go ahead.
Yes, ma'am. Also, I'll need to talk to pad leader on 168.
Pad leader.
Copy 168.
OTC, EPD.
Go ahead.
I'll give you step 422. The MECs have been transferred to C11.
Thank you. TBC, copy.
TBC, copy.
CCSC, OTC.
Go ahead, ma'am.
Yeah, if you'll call GYCC on 117, he'll answer up for GOIS.
Copy.
OTC, CMPS.
Go ahead.
Has the AF monitor come back yet?
AF monitor, OTC.
Go ahead.
There are no personnel in the AF at this time.
Great. Copy that. Thank you, sir.
Copy.
PCL, OTC.
Go ahead.
And listen up on 213 for Lyle canister installation. We're getting ready to pick up with that.
OTC, PVD.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm going to finish working the 1202 post-ops and increase the AF flow.
Okay, copy that.
And OTC is ACL.
Go ahead.
Okay, one more time.
Yeah, channel 213, that alarm you're getting is LIO canister installation.
Okay.
OVCC, OTC.
That's OTC go.
Ready for Lyle canisters.
I copy that.
OTC TP.
Go ahead.
Yeah, am I missing something? Does ECO have a problem with the cabin fan?
No, we're taking it down for Lyle canister installation.
Okay, I copy. I missed that.
It'll be coming up. Went down at 9:31:47.
OTC of ECC.
Go ahead.
Lyle canisters are installed, ready to activate cabin fan A.
Copy that.
OTC, CMPS.
Go ahead.
Sequence 19, step 8 out of Victor 1171, volume 2.
And
okay,
ECO.
This is going to be a momentary clear?
Yes, sir. Just enough to vent down 750.
Okay.
And ECL and TP Lyle canisters are in, cabin fans back on.
Yeah, ECL copies.
CMQC OTC.
Go ahead.
Yeah, steps 475 through 481 are complete. Fill-ins on 475 is 0939 GMT, and on 480, 0941 GMT.
Copy.
OTC, CPLE.
Go ahead.
Yes, I'm just reporting on station to perform the OR simulated power-up when the time occurs.
Okay, thank you.
And OTC, CCSE 132.
Go ahead.
Yeah, GYCC says they have a trouble ticket on that Mission Amp 3212 line, and they're checking on it. And GOIS, who keeps track of the Astrocom stuff, is supposed to be in around 0600, and we'll try to get more information for you then.
Okay, well, so it's not the OIS part of it, it's the Astrocom part of it that's the problem, right?
Yeah.
Reason I'm saying that is I can talk to everybody else and they hear me just fine on 212.
That's firm.
But when with Marcia having the headset on, she can't hear me.
She can't
hear anybody talking to her on 212.
Okay. Yeah, we'll get GYCC to check that line and see how bad it is there.
Well, it's unreadable as far as Marcia's concerned. I've been talking to her on underground too.
Okay, copy that.
OTC TBC.
Go.
Give you 439, Max reassigned to CTED.
EPD OTC.
EPD copies, thank you.
Okay.
OTC PVD.
Go ahead.
I've restored aft flow rates to nominal. For SU-17, typically we go to the higher flow rates on that. Right now I'm showing an LCC because of temperature. I'm wondering if that's something we not performed or held off on because of the configuration we were in.
I'm sure it's because of 1202.
If there's
any chance of rains, we'd probably ought to be going to the high flow rate anyway. Do you have any restrictions as far as personnel in the aft?
Not that I'm aware of.
Okay, take us to the normal flow rate for SU-17.
Copy.
OTC, CMPS.
Go ahead.
Yeah, it was probably set at 70 to 80, right?
Right.
Yeah,
as far as temperature or flow rate?
Flow rate.
Yeah, the flow rate was set at 75.
Yeah.
Our nominal is 84.
We no longer have a requirement for a aft purge rate. You can take that up to whatever you want.
Copy.
And aft monitor, OTC?
Aft monitor.
Just give you a heads up, safety should be there shortly to establish 3-foot controls around the LH-217's disconnect. These will be momentary controls.
Copy. OTC, close out crew number 5.
Go ahead.
I'd like to speak to ECL on 143.
Okay, copy that. ECL, OTC?
Yeah, ECL copies 143.
And OTC, CCSC 132.
Go ahead.
Yeah, Mila says it sounds good to them leaving their station, going to the orbiter. I'm going to have RCRT listen real close on air to ground 1. And I'd like to do a count up to Marcia, if that's okay.
Okay. Let me tell her you're going to be doing some comm checks on 212. Let's see if we can track down this problem.
Copy. Thank you.
And CCSC, why don't you go 212 and work with Marcia?
Copy that.
OTC, ECL. CMPS, OTC.
Go ahead.
Clears her up. You've got to go to vent now.
Copy that. Thank you.
OTC, CCL.
Go ahead.
I'm just going to report a completion on potable water tank AHS.
Okay, do you have a step for that?
Yeah, step 460, I believe.
460, copy that.
And OTC, CCSE.
Go ahead.
Yes, ma'am. RCRT barely copied my transmission at all. He said we were very weak. And GYCC says we looked good leaving their station. Miley's checking into their equipment on the air-to-ground 1 circuit.
CCL, OTC?
CCL.
Yeah, you gave the completion on that, correct?
That's fair.
Okay, that'd be 461. Kickoff was 460.
Okay.
How about 462? Verify enough oleage to accept fuel cell water. Simulated step.
Verifying what?
Step 462.
OTC, CMPS.
Go ahead.
Sequence 19, step 15.
Copy.
And I'll verify 462.
OTC, CMPS.
Stand by.
CCSC, OTC.
CCSC.
Yeah, I'm going to go ahead and bring up air-to-ground 2 active. I need to to work this pre-ingress switch reconfig, and I need EPD support.
Understand.
And EPD OTC? EPD OTC.
This is EPD.
I need you on 213, not 212, but 213. We're going to be working steps 487, et cetera, for the pre-ingress switch reconfig.
Okay, can you stand by just one moment? I'm doing a pick test for C-Power. That'll be just a minute.
OTC, CMPS.
Go.
Can I do a switch throw in there in the meantime?
In the meantime. What do you, come over 213.
Copy that.
CMPS, OTC.
Go ahead.
Clears are down on the 17-inch disconnect.
Copy that. Thank you, sir.
OTC, COFC.
Go ahead.
I can give you 464 through 466 complete.
Okay, copy that. And EPD, OTC?
CPD?
Yeah, they still need you on 213.
Yeah, I'm on my way there now.
OTC, TBC?
Go ahead.
Could you send ISL to 136, please?
136?
Yes.
ISL, OTC?
OTC, ISL's going over.
CPLE, OTC?
This is CPLE.
Over to channel 213, please.
Copy.
ECL, OTC.
Go ahead.
Yeah, ECL, I need you on 213 to perform your freon coolant loop 1-2 payload flow position verification, step 505, what they asked.
Okay.
213.
And what step number was that?
505.
Copy that.
CMQC, OTC. Yes, on starting on page 165. Okay. All right. Are you on 213 now? Okay, fine. So you got that fill-in-the-blank for CPLE? Okay.
And OTC, CCSA 132.
Go ahead.
Yes, ma'am. I wonder if we could do a couple voice, try to do another count on air to ground one.
Okay.
Thank you.
OTC, DPS. Go ahead. Can I get off the net for a break? TP?
TP copies. I'll watch it.
Go ahead, DPS. Copy. CNSC, OTC 132.
This is CNSC?
Yes, CNSC on step 514, MISPLIS is 6, and TACAN's 59 Yankee. And I'm waiting on the fill-ins for whether they're supporting or not.
Okay, thank you.
And then we'll pick up with NAVAIDS.
And OTC, CCSA 132.
Go ahead.
Yes, sir, on that air to ground 1, I did a count on 212, and the CNT station heard me fine, and the ASP heard me fine. Checking with Milo and JYCC, nobody did anything, but the CNT station said they did not hear it when the orbiter did not hear it, but they did hear it when it did, so it, coming out of Milo, we had a problem on the air-to-ground one somewhere, but Milo says that they never saw a problem with their output.
Okay, CCC, let me try another comm check with her on air-to-ground one, see
okay.
What we get.
And OTC, CCC.
Stand by, please.
That's CCC.
Yeah, CNT station reports they heard the same thing that the ASP reported she heard. Just ASP, this is OTC. And Milo says they had a good transmission from what they can hear. So if you could stand by, I'll keep working it.
Okay. And CNSC, OTC?
Go ahead.
Yeah, we've got to go for NAVAIDS activation. The ASP is on 213.
Copy that.
OTC, OVCC.
Go ahead, OVCC.
Can I talk to AFM on 142, please?
I don't know that he's here yet. CAFM, OTC?
Not here yet, ma'am.
Yeah, okay. I didn't expect him to be here yet.
Okay. I'll stand by. Thank you.
Okay.
OTC, DPS back.
Copy, DPS. TP copy.
TP copies.
OTC, CPLE.
Go ahead, CPLE.
Steps 534 through 538 will be not performed.
I'm sorry, you said you're taking a not perform, right?
That's correct, not performed.
Thank you.
OTC, this is HGD.
Good morning, HGD.
Morning. Hey, Roberto, we need safety on the 207-foot level. They've got the FRCS locked out, and we need to get in there.
Well, I got NAVAID coming up for Su-17. What are you going to be doing?
I got to do my HVDS validation so we can get into Su-24 tomorrow.
Okay, I'm going to have to get a monitor up there so that we can open up 207th level. I'll get somebody up there from Pad Leader, and then we'll open up the room.
Thank you.
Pad Leader OTC.
Pad, go ahead.
Yeah, I'm going to need a monitor and the 207th level NAVAIDS monitor, and then have safety meet them up there when they're up there to open up the room and set up NAVAIDS clears.
Okay, Bert, are those just the 2-foot clears?
Yeah.
Let me check with SecOps and see if they're going to be up there. If they're not up there, we just close the whole room off.
Yeah, I know, but have gases up there ready to do.
Oh, they're up there?
Yeah.
Okay, copy that. We'll get a monitor up there.
OTC CNSC?
Go ahead.
Yeah, can you verify you completed with 515 through 518?
That's affirmative.
And what's the transponder status?
Dual string. TACAN station at KSC is supporting and dual string.
Copy. And the TACAN station at the...
is supporting.
Head leader OTC.
Head, go ahead.
Yeah, Frank, give you a heads up. That closeout crew would like to get a tile QC up there around 0900 this morning when we close the side hatch, just to do a quick inspection when it's closed, make sure everything's looking good so we'll be in right configuration for launch.
Oh, we're actually going to launch this thing. What time was that again?
Around 9 o'clock.
Okay, we can get them up there.
OTC, CGLS, I'm 132.
Go ahead, GLS.
Yes, ma'am. Good morning. I just want to let you know I'm around, and I have at least one step to buy off at this time.
Okay.
And that's step, sequence 16, step 562. It's the loading of the GLS disk files at backup console. And I have a series of steps to buy off in sequence 50. Would you like me to do that with CMQC on 162?
Yeah, I'll send one over.
I copy. Thank you.
CMQC.
Copy 162.
Thank you.
OTC, bad.
Go ahead.
Monitor's on their way to the 207 right now.
Thank you.
OTC, this is HD.
Go ahead.
Yeah, question. Was safety also going to be required up there to drop that clear with the forward monitor there?
That's affirmative.
Copy. They're on their way?
That's affirmative.
Thank you.
OTC, CCSC 132.
Go ahead.
Yes, sir. I wondered if we can do another test count on air to ground one.
Okay, copy that. I'll let them know.
When they get a chance with the caution warning.
Okay, what was that, CCSC? CCSC, OTC?
Go ahead.
Yeah, you said something about caution warning?
Yeah, I just wanted to make sure they were done with that before we did our count.
Yeah, we're complete with it now.
Copy.
CHED, OTC?
OTC, this is HED.
Okay, and CNSC, OTC?
Go ahead.
Okay, antenna monitors on station. This time we have the FRCS room open.
Copy.
So HED, your personnel should be able to have access here.
Copy, thank you.
And OTC, CCSC 132.
Go ahead.
Yeah, Milo thinks they have a bad Quindar amp, which is intermittently dropping out. They're going to change that out, and before you go changing headsets, let them try that and
okay.
Do another count. Because it wasn't just you, it wasn't ECF, didn't go up on 212 either.
MPS didn't, yeah.
Okay. So we'll just stand by, let Milo change out that amp, and we'll try again.
Okay.
And OTC, CCSC.
Go ahead.
Yeah, Milo's changed out their amp if you want to try another voice chat.
Okay, well, this is getting old, but I'll try again.
Sorry.
OTC, the station.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm running into some problems up there that I've got to go resolve at home, so we're going to back out. Safety's still up there. I'm having him reestablish your clears for you on the FRCS, and we're going to be clear of the area.
Okay, so you're not going to require any more access
Not
this
till
morning?
After. No, we'll just pick up after lunch. It'll take me that long to clean this mess up.
Okay, copy that.
And CCSC, I guess everything's working now.
Yeah, let's go back to using 212, and we'll keep our eyes on it.
Okay.
And sorry, I don't mean to get old, but
sorry.
I'm good at getting on people's nerves.
That's all right. CCSC, OTC?
The CCSC.
Okay, I've got the panel reconfigured. The air ground 1 active only. Air ground 2 is monitored.
Okay, copy.
OTC forward monitor.
Go ahead.
They're relieving me off station, and they're telling me to get out of the forward RCS room.
Okay, that's okay. We'll call you when we need you after the crew leaves.
Copy that.
CMPS, OTC.
Go ahead.
Yeah, step 563, are we going to be doing that?
Stand by. That one is complete.
Oh, that's complete then?
Right, you also show 566 and 567 complete also, right?
Right.
Okay. Well, actually we can call 563 through 565 not performed because we already were really ambient.
Okay, that's what I was checking, okay?
Yeah.
CMQC, OTC? Yeah, did you copy 563 to 565 not performed?
Copy.
And 566, 567 are complete.
Copy.
And OTC, for your information, we've got probably a significant amount of the 1202 post ops complete for the aft reconfigure.
That's always good.
Oh, I'm happy.
OTC, ISO.
Go ahead, ISO.
Yes, ma'am. Have we already run the caution warning setups?
Yes, we did. We had to run it on 213.
Copy. That must be why I missed it.
I've got the data here. QC's got it if you want to go look.
Okay. Can TPE monitor?
TP, OTC.
Go ahead.
Can you monitor for ISL so we can go copy the caution warning?
We got it.
ISL's off the net.
OTC, this is HD.
Go ahead.
Yeah, just let you know, I guess we're going to stop now for 3542 and pick up after lunch after you get out of Su-17.
Okay.
And that the engineer that's supporting Su-17 will be up here on station at 7:30.
No, 7:15. That's what was briefed at the pretest.
Were we at the pretest?
I don't know.
OTC, CGNC 132.
Go ahead.
We'd like to get CMQC over on 141 and get our stuff set up for IMUs to operate.
Okay. CMQC?
Copy.
CMQC OTC?
I copy 141.
Thank you. And CDPS OTC? CDPS OTC?
OTC DPS?
Yeah, DPS step 568. Can we change DU2 to C11?
Copy and mark. OTC DPS?
Go ahead.
569, 570 complete.
Thank you.
OTC ISL's back.
Thank you, ISL. TP copy.
Copy.
TGNC OTC.
This GNC.
You've got to go on 571 by the clock.
Thank you. OTC, CGNC.
Go ahead.
For DPS and CDR, DU equivalents and IL resets will be issued. SM alerts will result as each of the IMUs are commanded to operate. SM alerts may be cleared at the CDR's discretion.
Copy that.
OTC, CMPS 132.
Stand by, please.
Go ahead, MPS.
Yes, ma'am. The 212 voice checks, is that 715?
715.
Thank you.
CPVD OTC.
PVD.
Yeah, PVD. Back in SU-17 on page 139, we didn't do the vent door config, but we've gotten a release from NTD on weather. If we want to go ahead and do that.
Copy.
And I'll need the fill-in for step 363.
Okay, let me head back up there and I'll put that in work.
Okay.
OTC, this is HD.
Go ahead.
Yeah, can you page for an OMS engineer supporting Pad A to call me at 1770, please?
Pad A?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Billy, what was that number again? 1779?
Yeah, 1770.
Okay.
Comcheck 132.
Good comcheck.
OTC, PVD.
Go ahead.
What step was it you needed me to work? I know it was on the vent
doors. It was 367. Let me get there. 363. We'll start at 363.
Copy.
OTC, this is Shading.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm done here, so I'm going to go ahead and get off station, and the engineer supporting SU-17 will be up here shortly.
Thank you.
OTC, PVD.
Go ahead.
I'll need a CMQC on 172.
Okay, and PVD, we are not in normal purge, right?
We have to move one vent door. Their right hand 8 and 9 needs to be open, put in purge position.
Okay. CMQC?
Copy.
PVD, OTC.
PVD.
Yeah, are you ready for the PA to reposition the doors?
Well, not quite yet, no.
Okay, well, let me know.
Copy. OTC, PVD.
Go ahead.
I'll need a vent door observer up on station.
Okay, pad leader, OTC.
Pad, go ahead.
Yeah, PVD, just right hand, 8-9, right?
Correct.
Okay, need a vent door observer, channel 172, right hand side for 8-9.
Copy that.
All over to personnel, this is OTC. Switch to command channel 212 and stand by for comm check. Continue to side tone channel 132 for the duration of the count. All orbiter personnel, switch to command channel 212 and stand by for comm checks.
CL OTC. CWS OTC. CAPU OTC.
OTC Act Monitor.
Go ahead.
Yes, sir. Did you want us to stay on 132?
That's affirmative.
Okay, just making sure.
Yeah, I'll be over here side toning 132.
OTC, CMPS, 132.
Go ahead.
Yes, I was wondering if I could take a quick five-minute break to get something to drink downstairs.
Okay, can you have anything that needs a monitor right now?
No, everything's ambient.
Okay, yeah, you can take a quick break.
Yeah, our next thing is MDM output verification.
Okay.
And,
yeah, DPS is putting that in work. It'll take a few minutes for her to get her.
Copy that. Also, FireX is going to be coming over here shortly, but I should be back long before that.
Okay, copy that. OTC, CWS.
Yeah, double S. Ready for you on channel 212.
Copy.
Double S, OTC.
OTC, double S.
Yeah, you are here to support C-17, correct?
That's firm, and also for trying to find a status for us to work preps for C-24. Are we going to be able to work any hazardous ops today?
As long as it doesn't require vehicle switch actions, because we're going to have the flight crew up there.
Copy.
You got GSE setups you need to work on, or?
That's firm.
Okay, yeah, we'll answer on 212 all the SU-17 call-outs you have. I'll be taking care of any other non-standard SU-24 work that you have on SU-132.
Copy.
OTC, CGNC.
Go ahead.
Mode to operate complete.
I'm sorry, what was that?
The IMU mode to operate is complete.
Okay, if you could make that call on 212.
Sorry, no problem.
OTC, this pad.
Go ahead.
I've got an OELPR 1742. It's going to require a DMATE. 50P 626 will be demated, and cable 7154A26. Yeah, that's a T as in Tom, 1504A26. Re-terminated in connector. Connector is low level and requires no saving per hydraulic engineering. And the steps requires pad leader to notify or obtain TPE and OPE approval prior to connector demate.
Okay, TPE OTC 132.
Go ahead.
Yeah, Mike, you have OPE back here?
Negative.
Okay, Pad, go ahead and run through that again. We got an OEL PR that needs your concurrence and OPEs on, Mike.
Well, I don't know what we're going to do for OPE.
Let's write down the info that Pad's got for you, and we'll get your concurrence and work theirs when we get them.
Okay, the step reads, notify pad leader that connector 50P626 will be demated and electrical rework is to commence. Obtain TPE and OPE approval prior to connector demate. And according to hydraulic engineering, this connector is low level and requires no safing.
Okay, well, essentially we're going back here and working an old EWA. So, I mean, OTC, I don't know if we need to go through the process of submitting that to do this or what. I don't know. For all pre-planned work, if this is what this is, safing should have already been identified on the WAD. And since it's indicated as no safing required, that should have been sufficient. So let me go through the normal procedures if they're asking for our concurrence, because I haven't looked at anything on it.
Okay, copy that. And we're still waiting for HYD to show up in the firing room, so we don't have them available to help you out right now.
Yeah, I need to go ahead and dump a scan on it and go through the normal procedures.
Okay.
TCTP.
Go ahead.
Yeah, Todd, we just did a bite test 4 here a few minutes ago, and I'm trying to find here in the book where we did it.
Okay, step 586 is the completion, 587 is your distribution.
Okay, that's what I was looking for.
Yeah, so on page 199.
Okay, very good, thanks.
OTC PVD.
Go ahead.
Yes, sir, I need a PA announcement. Attention, pad B, orbiter vent doors will be operated. Stand clear of orbiter vent doors.
Okay. PVD, the PA has been made.
Thank you, sir.
OTC, TP.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I need to step off station here to distribute these.
Okay, copy that. LPS, OTC, 132.
LPS.
Yeah, Ron?
Randy.
Randy. Yeah, can we have someone look at the monitor on C7 console?
On our way.
Okay, thanks. CWS, OTC.
OTC. CWS.
Hey, have you found out as far as which preps you might be looking into on C24, or is that...
Yeah, we need to do high point bleed, connects, PVT connects.
Okay.
And we need to do, I believe, some work left on the eductor setups. Are we going to have a free run for HazOps through SU-17?
Well, like I said, as long as it's only GSE and does not require any crew module switch actions, because we're going to have the flight crew up there in a little while, and they won't be in a position to support that. So if all you have are GSE with no crew module indications or switch actions, they would like to make this as simulation as close as possible anyway to the actual launch.
I copy. Yeah, we don't have any crew module work.
Okay.
OTC, CMPS on station.
Copy that. They're ready for you on 123.
Copy that.
OTC, this is HYD on station.
Okay, are you going to be APU as well?
APU and BHY, that's correct.
Okay, if you can go over to channel 212, the SU-17 call-offs will be on that channel from now on.
Copy.
PAFM, OTC, 132.
Go ahead.
Okay, if you can go over to channel 212, we're ready for a comm check over there.
Copy, I was on 212.
Did you do a comm check?
Negative.
Okay.
OTC, CMPS, 132. OTC, CMPS, 132.
Go ahead.
Yes, ma'am. Our FireX is transferred to the firearm, and per 618, we'll not initiate any flow except through yours or NTD direction.
Okay. And, Ken, we're all on 212 now, if you want to monitor over there.
Right. These specifically said to call in at 132.
Yeah, I guess I need to change these.
Okay, and I'll go ahead and do my MDM checks.
OTC, PVD.
PVD, OTC.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, you need to go over to channel 212. All SU-17 actions are being worked over there.
Copy.
OTC, TP. Do we still have pad leader with us? Referencing that OELPR, they wanted to work at connector.
Pad leader. Pad leader, OTC. Go ahead.
OTC, TVC, 132.
Go ahead.
Yeah, DPS on 136, please.
Okay.
OTC, TP.
Go ahead.
Yeah, anytime we can get a hold of pad leader, we can give him a go on that connector. We got OPE here now.
Okay, copy that. Pad leader OTC, 132.
This pad.
Yeah, we have TP and OP's concurrence and give you a go on that PR at this time.
Do you need names, pad leader?
I'm going to need names.
Mike Eicher, E-I-C-H-E-R, and OPE Charlie Abner, A-B-N-E-R.
Okay, copy. Thank you.